One morning, Mr. Brown tapped the barometer in the hall.
It looks as if it's going to be a nice day. How about a trip to the sea?
Yes! Brilliant!
Well...
Splendid idea!
In no time at all, the house was in an uproar. Mrs. Bird started to cut a huge pile of sandwiches while Mr. Brown got the car ready. Jonathan and Judy searched for their bathing suits, and Paddington went up to his room to pack. An outing which involved Paddington was always a business. He insisted on taking all his things with him. As time went by, he had acquired lots of things. As well as his suitcase, he now had a smart weekend grip with the initials PB inscribed on the side, and a plastic carrier bag for the odds and ends. For the summer months, Mrs. Brown had bought him a sun hat. It was made of straw and very floppy. Paddington liked it. By turning the brim down, he could make it several different shapes, and it was really like having several hats in one.
When we get to Brightsea, Paddington, we'll buy you a bucket and spade. Then you can make a sandcastle.
And you can go on the pier. They've got some super machines on the pier. You'd better bring plenty of change.
And we can go swimming. You can swim, can't you?
Not very well, I'm afraid. You see, I've never been to the seaside before.
Never been to the seaside?